I was just watching Beyonce video before doing the live, which is such a great way to pump yourself up for live. Tip in the future if you do live streams. Okay, so today is Q&A Friday, and this tip is going to be focused on home decor because I'm going to alternate. Hey, Lauren, thanks for joining in. I'm going to alternate between home decor tips and branding or visual tips. And Charlena, oh my goodness. Hey, long time. What's it called? High school alumni, hey? Okay, so this tip, keep it short, is about your kitchen. Because one of the most common questions that I get with home decor is about organizing tips. And these questions I've taken from my Facebook group where I did a poll about what are the things you wonder the most about. Oh, sorry, I should have. Organizing. And I think the toughest room probably to organize is the kitchen. And next after that, maybe is the desk, home office area. So I wanted to just tackle with one practical tip that I think a lot of us probably do already, but maybe not to the fullest extent. Because as I was reading in my trusty, I have this book, this is in Norwegian, but it says, Order and System, Clean Up Your Home. And anyway, the tip is about zones. And organizing by zones in your kitchen. And like I said, you might do this to some aspect, but maybe you could make it a little easier for yourself. That's the title behind this. Make it easy for yourself. Because I was already reflecting on some things, the way we have our kitchen organized, that could be easier and would lead to less mess. So the basic structure here, an idea is that you want to have your kitchen in zones based on how you actually cook. And so maybe that sounds like obvious, but thinking about it to the detail is really where you'll make it easier for yourself. So for here, they say like the zone of anything that has to do with cooking, spices, your cooking utensils, you have them there. Then you have your preparation zone. Anything that you need to like prep before you cook it should all be kept in one zone. Then you've got your storage and you've got your cleaning zone that should be by the sink. But if you have small children, you don't want to have it under, you want to have it above if you can. But keeping everything that you need within like an arm's reach, that's the main goal. Because that makes it easier to clean up, right? Because you can literally take it out and put it in the same spot again, which saves a huge help. And I just wanted to add to that something that we do. Like I said, you might have this to some extent, but take a moment to reflect if you could make it even easier for yourself. Because when I was thinking about this, and I was like, we generally have zones in our home. However, it's not always like we have our cabinet over the sink, and then we have our sink in the middle here. So this has like the oven. But we have a sink here. We have two cabinets where we have our glasses and we have our food storage and different things. They're actually positioned this way, but when we do the dishes, the clean dishes are over here. And so when like my husband and I are doing the dishes together, I'm cleaning them and putting them to dry there, and he has to put them away. He has to kind of reach over me to put them away. Like it doesn't work. Whereas if we just swapped the cabinets and made it like a dishes zone where the drying rack and the dish cabinet is right above, it would make so much more sense, right? So little small things like that. I want to encourage you today to look at your home and think, is there anything that I'm making, a little bit harder for myself than needs to be, especially in the kitchen? And that will help you with organizing how to do zones. And another tip within the zones, I would say like, zones is a macro tip, and a micro tip is what I do is to have baskets or containers that are based on certain things that you cook a lot. So it's like if you have, I know it's a little bit delayed, so I got your hey now. Anyways, it's always like that with live. But if you have, so for example, we make tacos a lot. We love tacos. So I actually have a taco basket where I have stuff that's just ready for the basic like dry ingredients that we need for making tacos. And I have a baking basket, or it's two, but I don't bake that much, so I don't have a lot of baking stuff. I think if you're a major baker, you probably need a good drawer or shelf. I love tea. I have a whole tea shelf. But having those baskets is a really helpful tip, especially if you have a small kitchen, because like when I bake or when I make tacos, we have a barbecue basket, then I just take that out and everything is there versus needing to like accumulate everything. And that saves a lot of time, and then you put it all back. So that's another little added bonus, micro and macro tip for how to keep your kitchen organized, make it easier for yourself. A kitchen is always inevitably going to get messy, but you know, there can be little ways to encourage cleaning up. All right, so that is a super tip. And I wanted to add something just because I'm talking about the kitchen and I'm going to make dinner soon. In Norway, it's 2 p.m. here, so dinner time. And we live in Norway, we have salmon. It's really yummy. This new recipe my friend made that is awesome. It's wasabi and soy sauce seared salmon. And so you just mix like less than a teaspoon of wasabi with like two tablespoons of soy sauce, mix it together, then put in your oil in your pan, pour that in on top of the oil, and sear, fry your salmon, like flip over top, medium heat. So yummy. You got to try it. Like that's what we're making today. And I was so excited about it. I thought this recipe is too good not to share. So you got an extra tip in this live stream. Okay. Have a great weekend. Thank you for everyone who tuned in and everyone watching the replay. Say hi. Let me know how you organize your kitchen, if you do the zones or any aha moments. And if you try that recipe, let me know too, because it's super yummy. Bye.